This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maria asks, are abortions still legal in Nevada? Yes. Are you guys getting confused with all the political ads? I hate political ads. I am so done with the whole political ads, especially since a lot of them are wrong. But from what I understand, I live in Nevada. So I believe that it's in our Constitution to allow abortions. In terms of the degree and I think it's legal up into 24 weeks, which is right up to the third trimester, 12 weeks per trimester. So at the end of the second trimester, they could still abort a fetus. I believe that's in our Constitution. So when you see these back and forth, this political candidate is going to end it. This political candidate is lying to you. They can't end it. You see it on both sides. You're like, okay, people, come on, right? Nevadans might be, interested in that, but for anybody that needs to know, if they're really concerned about, what their abortion rights are, it's in our Constitution, the Nevada Constitution. Has it? It was voted by the people, and I'm not a constitutionalist, so I can't necessarily go, through all the ins and outs of what that means now that Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. But what I do understand is the feds are out of it, which I think a lot of people like, right? Even though a lot of people are upset that Roe v. Wade was overturned, the feds are out. The Supreme Court said the feds Supreme Court has no authority to mandate it or prevent it. It's up to the states. And individual states are voting however they want. Biden, though, apparently had said that he is going to, if Congress, gets a blue wave and Congress is in control by the Democrats after the midterms, he will make abortion a top issue. Now, if I had any sort of say as a political strategist, and if I could give any advice to Democrats or Republicans, I would not advise Biden to get caught on camera saying that he is going to make abortion a top issue. That verbiage, I don't think is going to bode well for him. I think he should probably say, I am going to, make the economy a top issue. I am going to make safety a top issue so you can go to a subway and not have to worry about being, murdered by being thrown into a train. I am going to make sure education is a top issue so our kids are not going to be, paling in comparison to other countries. I am going to make sure that are, you could even say environment, if that's, but that he's going to make abortion a top issue, there's a priority. Even among Democrats, abortion isn't really what's driving them. I have a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle, and they're like, look, we got bigger fish to fry here. And it's not that Democrats are pro-abortion, per se. They want less government intervening. And, leave it up to the person and their doctor. And what's very interesting is you bipartisanly have Republicans and Democrats agreeing with that. Let's let a patient, you know, talk to their doctor about what they need to do and, you know, one, how to prevent the, you know, an unwanted pregnancy, but two, if you are pregnant, what are your options? And then from there, it's up to them and their doctor. It's not up to the taxpayer. It's not up to a neighbor. You shouldn't have to pay for the abortion. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have a say. Your neighbor, your employer, you know, should not be all up in your cervix and your uterus. But with the way the situation is now, many abortions are taxpayer paid. So, yeah, we now, you know, the states are like, all right, guys, well, are we going to pay for it as a group or not? You know, are we going to, you know, what are we going to allow? What do we feel like we're comfortable with? Is it, at, you know, when there's a heartbeat, when there's, when it's, you know, a second trimester, if it's a third trimester fetus, are we comfortable aborting it? And so the states were, before Roe v. Wade was overturned, were already arguing this these points. States were already going, look, you know, okay, if we have to okay abortion, we're not going to do it after there's a heartbeat. So states were already going back and forth. But for Biden to say he is going to make this a top issue, he says the court got Roe right nearly 50 years ago, and I believe the Congress should codify Roe once and for all. He then implored voters to elect more Democrats in order to make sure the bill could pass. See, I don't think that's going to charge Democrats. I don't think a lot of Democrats really want to nay or say on that issue. Some do. Some are like, look, you know, I want to know that my daughter has a chance, or I want to know that my granddaughter, if my granddaughter is a fetus, has a chance. You have people on both sides that are very passionate about it. But I think there's a lot of individuals going, look, I still don't know how comfortable I am with the whole issue, and I don't know if I want to necessarily be a part of it. So, you know, from what I'm understanding, some people wish it wasn't much of an issue. And that it's being made a bigger issue, especially when states still honor it. I get some states are going to be like, look, we're not paying for it. We're not going to, you know, sanction it. If this is what the states want, if this is what our citizens want, there we go. But many states will still have abortion. Like I said, in my state, it looks like you could abort well throughout the second trimester, which is, you know, for some kind of, you know, pretty liberal. So, you know, I understand that Biden is struggling a little bit. Then I get that, you know, there's a lot going on with the economy and crime and immigration and all that. But I think he's got a list what the top issues are, and I don't know if I would put abortion in the top three. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so guys, I need some advice. All right, this happens to me every political season. And maybe it's because I'm nice and, you know, I always listen to everybody and I'm open to all parties and people reach out, you know, and they go, can you read this? And I'm like, I don't have time to read it. You know, can you read this? Can you, I'd love your opinion. And, you know, mind you, it's something that I think comes with the territory when you are a broadcaster and you are in an area that has a very, very highly contested sort of, you know, political landscape. I get that people might want, you know, an opinion. They don't necessarily, I think, want my opinion on strategy, although this one person is about to get it. But, you know, they want me to read their stuff and they want me to whatever. And then it is a draw in right, for me to then get hit up for money and donations. And when you're in the media, you really want to be nonpartisan. You want to be neutral because you don't want to look like you are, you know, using your platform to educate and to give the news as you know, a voice for one particular side or one particular, you know, person. And I think there's, you know, merit to a bunch of the candidates. And, you know, if I do ever decide to entertain candidates, I would have both of them on. I don't necessarily do that because I don't really want to be a political show. I don't want to have people grandstand, especially since my show's national. So nobody really cares that much about what's going on locally unless it's going to affect them nationally, like what's happening with the Senate race, etc. But one mistake I see with politicians, and this is where I want your advice, is they get, some of them get very creepy and stalkish. And there's one candidate, and I don't want to give his name, but if he continues, and some of you guys, you know, if you speak out and say, look, I'm getting the same vibe from the same guy, well, maybe I will. But right now, I'm not going to disclose his name. But there is one candidate, I don't know why he thought he could approach me this way, but he's actually being very assertive and aggressive. And he's texting me now, almost weeks, with question marks and like, why aren't you donating? Or, you know, are you donating? Or I never said I would. I said, good luck with your campaign. Like, and I find that odd. You know, if you're going to be a political candidate, you want to have some people skills. And you meet people. If there's people who, you know, want to donate to your campaign, that's great. Thank you. But if somebody is not necessarily jumping on that vibe or giving you the vibe that they want to donate money, especially when this person, like me, uses my money for charity and multiple other things, I would rather my money go to, yeah, Opportunity Village, or I'd rather my money go to something else. I'd rather donate to something else. I'd rather donate to Florida flood victims. When a politician keeps harassing you, you start to kind of wonder, should they even be in that position? And you guys can maybe, you know, help me. Are there rules? Are there any sort of guidelines where if you, you know, where a politician who is running for office isn't supposed to be continually pounding on your door? If you don't want them to pound on your door or text you or email you, are there guidelines? And if somebody thinks you're harassing, then, you know, that's not cool. That's an ethics violation. And I don't want to get this one particular person in trouble. But I've seen this with some other political candidates where, you know, you might go to their event, they ask for the phone number, and then you're getting texts all the time. And I've had to stop it. I'm like, this is really intrusive. And I think there's better ways to do it. I think there's better ways to be known. And it just, you know, we need money, we need money, we need money, we need this, we need this, we're fighting for this, we're fighting for this. And I get it. You need to fundraise, and there's a lot of individuals out there that are paling in comparison to others when it comes to fundraising. And I get that you need money, but maybe be smarter about your fundraising. You know, maybe hold an event where you're like, look, you know, we're going to do both. You know, we're going to do an event where not only are you helping with my campaign, but 50% of the proceeds we're going to pick to a charity of your choice. You know, and you know, maybe have an ice cream social, or have a you know, an entertainer, or have a you know, garage sale, or something, you know, in a on a massive front where it's like, look, you guys are going to get a great deal. This is going to help, but it is going to go to a political. And I don't know much about political fundraising, but just something seems odd when a person is that in your face. Now, the problem with blocking is I did try to block, but I'm being told that if you block, they can't tell they're blocked. So they could still keep texting. And then they think you're ignoring. I want this person to know that they're blocked. You know, and the worst part about it is I respected this person. And I supported this person. And then all of a sudden, you start to see a weird personal side that's majorly creepy. And I mean, maybe this is what we do need to do. Maybe we do need to have a stress test for these politicians and see how creepy they get. And I don't really know if this guy's Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I, at this point, don't care. I just think any sort of behavior where it's like they keep asking and asking and asking for money, and I never gave this person money, it just starts to get very, I don't know. It's just, to me, is overbearing. And I have for years said how I really dislike political seasons and the ads and seeing all the billboards. I think the money, the gross amounts of money that are spent, you know, I don't want to spend the money for an ad that harasses somebody. These ads are negative. They're dark. They're mean. They're wrong. You know, and look at all this money. Why can't all that money go to our healthcare system and build free clinics or to security for our schools? And I'm wondering if eventually something is going to happen where people are going to say, stop this BS. I'm not going to give you money, so now I have to watch an ad or hear an ad or see your face pop up all the time, you know, with negativity. I think there's a better way to run. You know, in fact, that's something I'd wanted to do years ago until I found out if I would possibly have to give up my show, and I didn't want to do that because I think I do more educating and helping people on my show than I would in politics. But I was like, if I ran for politics, I would want to do it without asking people for money. And I would be like, you know what, I'll do a lemonade stand. And I am going to run, and I am going to be out there with the public, and I'm just not going to ask people for money. Now, you know, and I know that doesn't work these days. You need to have Biden money or Trump money or Clinton money or Obama money in order, Bush money, to be able to make it far. But I really don't want to take somebody's hard-earned dollars when we have a recession, high gas prices, you know, high medical costs, high food costs. I don't want them to give me money just so I can make a nasty, annoying ad. You know, I get it. There's fundraising. It's interesting. Apparently, to run for office, you have fundraising deadlines and fundraising benchmarks you have to make. Well, why is that? I mean, there are millions, billions of dollars being spent right now on this election. And when I see some of these candidates, I'm like, we are wasting money. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I'm like, are you kidding me? That money went to that. And then, mind you, I am in the media, so, you know, political commercials and things like that do help the media survive. But does it need to be, I mean, it's ridiculous what we're seeing spent and fundraised. And then it's not even, you would think, well, support is enough. You know, if I say, you know, good luck with your campaign, that's not enough. I got this guy texting me all the time. Who gave you permission to text me? Why the hell do you think, you know, I want your text to donate money? So I don't mean to vent, but how do you handle these politicians who you just show? It's almost like you smile at somebody and then all of a sudden they think you're getting married to them. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is gearing up to release 15 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserve as energy prices are on the rise once again. The barrels are the final group of the 180 million announced in March. The majority of Republicans are not a fan of the release, including Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who claims it's a national security issue.
It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have that's really developed really for a time of war.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than half of Americans believe the federal government has too much power. That's according to 54% of people who took part in a Gallup survey on the question. The number hovered around 55% going back to 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're all hustling about with an election that's coming up in 20 days and, you know, our issues with inflation and gas prices and health care and abortion, apparently abortion seems to be on everybody's mind according to the media. That's not on my mind. I'm wondering what the hell's going on with Putin. And is he really going to be dropping some nukes? He's threatened repeatedly. But, you know, I hope we're not just distracting ourselves with a bunch of the domestic stuff that the media wants us to be distracted on when, you know, we have some bigger fish to fry and we have enemies out there and people that could really, really screw this world up. So experts do... you know, do look at, you know, his threats as those that do need to be taken seriously. And some are actually looking at what would it look like? What would he do? So I'm, you know, Putin has now, I guess, declared martial law in annexed regions of Ukraine, which is a very aggressive next step, that he's stepping it up, raising the heat. And he had, remember, annexed four regions of Ukraine, and Ukraine was like, no, they're still ours. And he gave all, he appointed governors in, each area. Now he has given those governors emergency powers that open the door for sweeping new restrictions throughout the country. Putin did not necessarily spell out the steps, according to AP News, that would be taken under martial law, but this order was effective starting tomorrow. His decree gave law enforcement, or today as of his time, his decree gave law enforcement agencies 3 days to submit specific proposals on the orders the creation of territorial defense forces in the annexed regions. They say the upper house of Russia's parliament quickly endorsed Putin's decision to impose martial law in annexed Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions. Keep in mind, Zaporizhia has the nuclear reactor, one of the largest in Europe. The approved, I think the 10th biggest in the world, the approved legislation indicated the declaration may involve restrictions on travel, public gatherings, tighter censorship, and broader authority for law enforcement agencies. They say we are working to solve very difficult, large-scale tasks to ensure Russia's security and safe future to protect our people. And you see where this is going. You know, Russia says, look, I'm, you know, if Russia territory gets attacked, we will respond, and it may respond nuclear. Well, you and I are thinking, well, that's Ukraine's land. Well, once they annex it, now they're like, okay, this is ours. So if somebody today shells them to free the villages in those areas, now Russia's going to say, you see, you attacked Russia. He says those, Putin says those who are on the front lines or undergoing training at firing ranges and training centers should feel our support and know that they have our big, great country and unified people behind their back. The Russian Defense Ministry said two men fired at soldiers on a military firing range near Ukraine, killing 11 and wounding 15. The ministry said two men from an unnamed former Soviet republic fired on volunteer soldiers during target practice before they were killed by return fire. So I'm not exactly sure, were those Ukrainians that were forced to now be in the Russian army that were like, you know what, while we're here, we're going to, you know, make our last stand. I don't know what the hell this is, but it's chaotic. So interestingly, Daily Mail has a piece on what would happen if Putin strikes. And they say experts agree that an atomic attack on Paris, London, New York, D.C. is unlikely, but it cannot be discounted. Even though Biden said the world is closer to Armageddon, you know, for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, it is something that, you know, maybe, you know, he had a poor choice of words. But I do believe that we have somebody who is in power in Russia who I don't think really gives a damn about how much destruction the world could face. So Dr. Jeffrey Lewis, professor at the Middlebury Institute, describes what would happen. And if he did, let's say, you know, blast, I don't really want to go into details, you know, how many casualties there would be or whatever. But what I want to go into is, you know, are we prepared? If he does decide to start, from Ukraine and start, you know, dropping things or detonating things near Ukraine, and then he decides to move to Europe, and then he decides to send something our way, any one of those is a threat. And what's really, really threatening in, you know, for the early phases of it is the lack of preparation we have. You know, as I've said before, the average American has absolutely no idea where to go. If we got that warning that Hawaii got, remember Hawaii, there was a, this was a few years back, where they were told to seek shelter, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter, this is not a drill. And people thought that it was a nuclear attack from North Korea. People didn't know where to go. You know, back in the 1960s, they would use buildings that were pretty insulated to be fallout shelters, not blast shelters. I don't even know where the blast shelters are. I'm sure the only people who know are those who are politicians. But fallout shelters, they would use, you know, buildings, libraries. But I don't think, and I haven't seen anything publicly, you know, where we would go, what we would do. And then on top of that, look at how everybody acted with COVID. They scrambling for toilet paper. They were rude to each other. They were turning people in for not wearing masks. My biggest fear is not Russia, but is our Americans. Are we really going to see Americans pull together and say, you know what, we're going to share. We're going to, I mean, you see some amazing feats of heroism in Florida right now. You see some, you know, amazing acts of kindness, you know, that get reported every now and then. But I'm seeing some pretty, pretty nasty behavior. And we don't know where our blast shelters are. We don't know where our fallout shelter would be. Most of us don't have a basement or something where we could build our own temporary fallout shelter. Most of us don't have extra water and food and batteries and flashlights and things like that ready. And I know this might not be something that's coming our way, you know, in the next week or two. But once Putin decides to do it, do we really even have an idea of the timeline? I mean, do we, you know, is he going to, you know, say, you know what, let them all think I'm just going to, you know, drop it in the Black Sea or whatever. And then I'm actually going to hit New York, or I'm going to hit, you know, he might want to hit the financial district. He might want to, you don't know what he's thinking. So these effects, the fireball would vaporize, if there is a blast, fireball would vaporize everything, then there'd be the blast damage in the next radius, then there would be the radiation, which is fatal, then there's medium blast damage after that would cause buildings to collapse, then there's the thermal radiation and third-degree burns, and then there's even fallout and other sort of damage, even not in the immediate radius, that would cause destruction, and then the years and years of cesium and other sorts of nuclear components that end up in our food system and picked up by animals and that get into our milk, that get into our meat. So my vote is let's not go nuclear at all. I think we're unprepared. I think our country is going to turn on each other. I think we're too spoiled, we're too unprepared, and we're too distracted, you know, fighting. We're almost at a civil war. I mean, America, this is the time we're supposed to be, you know, unified as we have a common enemy. It's almost like we're going into a civil war over bathrooms and, you know, when a fetus's life should end. I think we can work a little bit closer together, people. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite shows is Friends. And is it Nick at Night? They play a lot of reruns. So a lot of us that haven't seen Friends in a while, all of a sudden there's all these reruns. So I've been seeing it. And I remember when it had come out, and I might not have seen all first run shows, but I remember Matt Perry, who played Chandler, was really thin. They all were really thin in the earlier years. And then some of them gained weight, you know. But Matt Perry gained a lot of weight. And whenever I see a star that goes from being very, very skinny to gaining weight, I don't necessarily think it's because they made a lot of money. I think maybe it's because there might have been some struggles with substance use. And then years later, we heard that Matt Perry did. He was very, very open that he did struggle with opiates. And if you remember a few years back,
He had a bowel perforation. He was hospitalized. He went through something pretty serious. But we didn't really get a lot of details. Well, now Matt Perry, the one who played Chandler Bing, is opening up with, about some of his troubles. And he was actually in a coma for weeks, he said, that nobody knew about. He also said in this tell-all interview that his issue started when he was 13, and that's when he first tasted alcohol. Now, I first tasted alcohol when I was 3, I think. I mean, I, you know, during religious ceremonies, you know, get a little wine, and I was like, oh, dang. So, I'm surprised he was only 13 when that happened. However, he continued drinking from that age. But what made things take a turn was he had a jet ski accident. And then he required opiates. And at one point, he was taking 55 Vicodin a day. Now, Vicodin, at that time, had a crap load of Tylenol. Now, we've limited the Tylenol component. But if you were on a half a gram of Tylenol with the Vicodin, then that's 25 grams. That if he's taking 50 Vicodin, let's say, 25 grams of Tylenol or 22.5 grams, that's lethal. I don't know how he did it. So he's 53 years old right now. And he said during, you know, some of his most dangerous parts of his life, he was given just a 2% chance of survival. He said his opioid addiction caused his colon to burst. This was when he was 48, 49. He was in a coma for a couple weeks, then spent months in a hospital. He had to apparently have a colostomy bag for 9 months until the colon could heal and then they could reattach and he could hopefully use his rectum again. He's had over 14 surgeries on his stomach, has been in rehab 15 times to get clean. And mind you, he's a gifted actor. I loved him in the movie with a Whole Nine Yards. I thought he was fantastic with Friends. I think the writers were brilliant with Friends, and you know, all of them had good lines. And everyone's like, who did you like the best? Well, you know, even though Joey, to me, was probably one of my favorite, they all are funny. They all make me laugh. And Chandler, especially, his character made me laugh probably the most. And, you know, maybe it's because he got the good lines. Maybe it was because of his delivery. I don't know. But he's definitely a favorite. In fact, I think he dated Julia Roberts for a period of time. People thought he was a heartthrob. I always thought Joey was like the cutest. But, yeah, you know, he had so much potential. But sadly, things went bad. They said when he was first admitted to the hospital, the doctors told him that he had a 2% chance to live, and he was put on an ECMO machine. Now, these, you know, ECMO machines are extracorporeal membrane oxygenation machines. It acts like an artificial heart and lung machine when a patient is struggling to pump and oxygenate their blood. So why would he have been on that? Well, if he had a bowel perforation, there's a chance he probably went into sepsis. And if you went into sepsis, then you're not able to just get blood and oxygen to all your organs. I'm surprised he survived this. With everything going on, I'm surprised he survived this. So thank God. So he said, I was put on a thing called an ECMO machine, which does all your breathing for your heart and lungs, and that's called a Hail Mary. No one survives that. He shared with People magazine a bunch of his story, and he said, I wanted to share when I was safe from going into the dark side of everything again. And I think he was in rehab even a couple years ago. So he started on Friends at the age of 24, but that's when his alcohol addiction started to surface. He said he could handle it, according to Daily Mail, but he was entrenched in a lot of trouble by the time he was 34. He said there were years during that time in which he was sober, and he feels he was sober throughout the whole of season 9. But there were at least 3 seasons, I think between 3 and 6, that he says he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. But he was sober throughout season 9. I don't know if season 9 was the last year. And he did actually win. He got nominated for Best Actor. So he admits at some point during his Friends career, he took 55 Vicodin a day. He was down to 128 pounds, but he didn't know how to stop. He said the disease got worse and worse and progressive, and as he's got older, he noted his Friends castmates were understanding, they were patient, and it was a constant battle. But he says, I'm pretty healthy now. And he says he's counting each day. But I think he had recently been in, like a few years back. Now, some people noticed that his words were slurred during the reunion. I didn't watch the whole reunion. It was kind of boring, so I didn't watch the whole thing. But people had said in the trailer and all that, he looked like he was struggling. But, you know, this is something we sadly see where you have somebody who is on, I mean, weren't they making like $1 million an episode? You are in the hottest show that you know, hit Hollywood. You have movie deals, and you get yourself into a position where you're going to be fighting for your life. And those of us who look at their lives going, how could, you know, this, you know, you're on the top, you are at the top of your game. Well, sometimes the pressures of Hollywood and sometimes the pressures of acting or the pressures of getting through with pain require you to take the easy way out. And the easy way out are pills. And then what happens with the Vicodin and all that, it's not that somebody says, you know what, I need to feel better, so I'm going to take all 50 now, or I'm going to take 10 now. What ends up happening is those individuals who are addicted to narcotics, they actually start to hurt when they don't have the medicine. And not so much hurting because of the original accident, but the withdrawal is so painful that they keep hitting those pills to stop withdrawal symptoms. So they're on the medication to stop the diarrhea, or to stop the pain, or to stop the chills, or to stop the body aches. And it's a vicious cycle. And then when people say, look, you're going to go through rehab, it's going to be the worst few weeks, you know, worst, especially, and you try to, yeah, they don't want to do it. They can't. They have shows. They have, you know, press releases. They have, you know, commitments. So the easier thing, and I can't tell you how many people who you know, were addicted to medications, and they would come in as a new patient wanting a refill, and I'm like, look, you know, we need to get you in with an addiction specialist. We need to get you in with pain management. And they're like, I don't have time. I have to work. I have to take care of this. I go, but, you know, I don't know if you should be working on all these medications. And I can't be the one to give you. You're going to run out of these medications. You are going to face withdrawal. There's going to be a time where anybody who is addicted to them, and not for real pain, but because they just got used to them, they are going to face a time when you're not going to get them again. With the way the rules are, with the way, you know, we're mislabeling the opioid crisis on, where we're saying it has nothing to do with the border, there's going to be a time where the crackdowns are going to be more strict. So if you need to get off of them sooner than later, 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.